kind of red.
Blisters.
Blister. Does that have a little white spot right in the middle?
Pimple.
Pimple. Mm-hmm. What do you call that stuff?
Pus.
The white stuff is pus. And if a bee bit me on my hand and my hand got bigger, you'd say my hand did
swollen.
Mm-hmm. Or if it swells, you say it swells now. Yesterday it. Same word.
It swelled now and was swelled yesterday.
Uh-huh. Okay. Or if, let's say, if you get a blister on your hand, what do you call that liquid inside the blister? That's the, you know, the stuff that drains out.
Just water.
Just water. Okay. Or let's say if I got shot or stabbed in my leg, you might say, well, somebody ought to take me to the doctor so that the doctor can treat the wound. Treat the wound. Okay. Or what about if that wound doesn't heal cleanly, if you get some...
It's infected.
Mm-hmm. Is there any particular way to describe the flesh that isn't healing good around the wound?
Well, it's not healing well.
Yeah. Have you ever heard people call that proud flesh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just infected or something
it's
like that?
Infected, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, what about, let's say, if you cut your finger... you might want to go to the medicine cabinet and get something liquid to put on it so it wouldn't get infected. What do you call that stuff?
Well, just methylate.
Mm-hmm.
Blister salt, what we use.
Blister salt, yeah.
Have you ever used blister salt?
Huh? Never have.
That's the best thing for a little cut you ever try.
Is that right? Is it better than iodine?
It's strong. It's real strong.
Mm-hmm.
You kill infections right then.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever use iodine?
Yes, we used to. We use blister salt all together now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you call this powder that's it's white and it's bitter?
Talcum.
Well, you used to take it for malaria.
Oh. Let's see.
White bitter powder. Take it if you had malaria.
Mm-hmm. I'll take doses of it.
Uh-huh.
Quinine?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, talking about somebody in the hospital, you might say about them, well, the doctor did everything he could for him, but he...
couldn't save him.
Mm-hmm. Or the patient...
passed away. Or,
mm-hmm. or died. Or
died.
Have you ever heard anybody use another expression other than died? Maybe if he was joking about it?
Just passed on.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people say kick the bucket?
Kick the bucket. That's a nickname like.
Yeah. You ever heard people say croaked?
Yeah, croaked out.
Okay. Well, what about, you might say, well, he's been dead a week and nobody's yet figured out what he...
what caused it.
Mm-hmm. Or what he died.
What died from.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call a place where people are buried? That's the...
cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
A graveyard.
Mm-hmm. And the box that you bury somebody in, that's...
casket.
Uh-huh. And the ceremony is called the...
services.
Mm-hmm. Or...
funeral.
Or funeral. Mm-hmm. And if you have a lot of people dressed in black, you say they're in...
in the morning.
In mourning. Mm-hmm. Or, what about if somebody asks you, just on an average day, how are you feeling? What would you say?
Well, fine or mm-hmm. pretty bum, something.
Just depends.
Depends how you feel.
Uh-huh. Or what about, let's say, if the children are out late and your wife's getting a little bit excited, you might say, well, they'll be home all right. Just don't
worry.
Mm-hmm. Or what about if a person is getting older and his joints are stiff and aching, you'd say he had a touch of...
arthritis.
Or...
Rheumatism.
This is a disease that you don't hear about much anymore, but children used to die from it because their throat would swell up from these blisters.
Oh, that's diphtheria.
Yeah.
Diphtheria.
And what do you